The case continues. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Former President Trump heading to Ohio today to rally support for Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bernie Moreno ahead of a March primary. All this coming after a move in connection with the Georgia election interference case. Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade stepping down after controversy about his relationship with D.A. Fannie Willis.
Hours after Judge Scott McAfee made his decision, Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade handed his resignation letter to Willis, saying, "I am offering my resignation in the interest of democracy and dedication to the American public and to move this case forward as quickly as possible." Willis responded, "I compliment you for the professionalism and dignity you have shown over the last 865 days as you have endured threats against you and your family, as well as unjustified attacks in the media and in court on your reputation as a lawyer."
And that is Fox's Madeline Rivera. And in that case, Donald Trump and 18 others pleading not guilty last August to all charges on allegations of trying to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. The House impeachment inquiry into President Biden could soon be wrapping up, but it remains unclear what the direction will be with Republicans.
The White House says, quote, "impeachment is over." A letter from White House counsel Ed Siskel to House Speaker Mike Johnson demands the House quit wasting time on this charade. But the Speaker says, not so fast.
Mr. Speaker, the White House says impeachment is over. Do you agree? Do they get to call the shots on it?
They don't call the shots on it.
When is the investigation going to be complete and what's next?
We haven't addressed that yet. We will in due time.
The question is when. The House lacks the votes to actually impeach the president despite the GOP push.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Republicans say President Biden abused his power and influence. The president denies any wrongdoing. America's listening to Fox News.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Americans are trying to flee from Haiti as that Caribbean nation is dealing with chaos after gangs seized control and released thousands of inmates. Fox's Brian Yenis in the Dominican Republic with the latest.
The main border crossing between Haiti and the Dominican Republic. This is where thousands of Haitians per week cross to try to buy and sell their goods. A real lifeline for a country that is in real crisis. The U.S. State Department does not know how many Americans are currently trapped in Haiti, but they've heard from several hundred who are. There is no plan to evacuate these Americans, and they are effectively on their own. Haiti and its airports are now under the control of gangs who in the last couple of weeks have attacked and looted hundreds of homes, businesses, and police stations. The nonprofit Project Dynamo, veterans who use donor money to rescue Americans, says they are working to evacuate some three dozen Americans from Haiti by air and sea.
And this coming as the U.S. is also considering temporarily housing Haitian migrants at Guantanamo Bay. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not be endorsing his former boss in this year's upcoming election.
Pence telling Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum.
And it should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year.
The relationship between Pence and his ex-boss cooled off when the ex-Veep refused to throw out the 2020 election results. That made him a target of Trump's supporters who ransacked the Capitol on January 6th. Former Vice President Pence says he believes former President Trump endangered he and his family with his rhetoric. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
At least three people are confirmed shot and killed in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Police issuing a shelter-in-place order in Falls Township. The suspect in the case ID'd as 26-year-old Andre Gordon by Falls Township Police. They say he also carjacked a dark gray Honda CRV and may still be armed. It's believed the suspect knew all of the shooting victims. That's according to police. I'm Paul Stevens. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.